Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Tonight, you must see NBC's newest hit that everybody is talking about, You, Me, and the Apocalypse.
Yes, critics call it the year's most entertaining show and give it 4 out of 4 stars.
The cast is amazing.
Check it out. Rob Lowe, Will and Grace's Megan Mullally, Jenna Fisher from The Office.
You had me at Rob Lowe.
Oh, here we go.
So do yourself a favor and watch the first episode on the NBC app.
Then watch episode 2 of You, Me, and the Apocalypse tonight.
Followed by The Blacklist and Shades of Blue.
Ooh, NBC Thursday is one hot night of television.
With my husband, Rob Lowe.
Okay.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hit it, ladies.
Oh, no, it's the beginning.
Mads. Now you know why we are hosts. No longer singers. That sound can only mean one thing. Welcome to the American Idol After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. With over a billion views in 2015, you made AfterBuzz the place to be. I'm your boy, JC. And
I would say half of that billion was on American Idol.
For sure.
Pretty much. All right, let's introduce our wonderful panel of hosts, starting with the lovely lady across the table.
To you. Damn it, every...
Introduce yourself.
I'm sorry, I was trying to
she
sing.
She always comes around.
Hey, everyone, I'm Stephanie Georgie. You can follow me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie and Instagram at the Stephanie Georgie.
And the lovely lady in blue.
Hey, everybody, I'm Violet Kanyon, and you could find me everywhere at Violet Kanyon.
And as we always say, the fairest one of them all.
Thank you. I'm Jason Eichler. You can follow me everywhere at Jason Eichler.
And that's me, outdone. The biggest Idol fan of them all. Oh,
and now
Zach!
Thank you, Zach.
Have a great show, guys.
Thank you for putting up with us, buddy. And of course, our chat roll, thank you for tuning in. Chime in, let us know what you thought on tonight's final round of Hollywood Week, Season 9. So, guys,
yes.
Thoughts, overall thoughts on tonight's episode?
I actually thought tonight's episode was a great episode.
I think it was great also.
Really? I think we saw some talent we haven't seen before.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm in shock. I thought you guys, really? Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's a great episode of TV. That doesn't mean I liked every singer. Let's just put that out there.
Okay, all right. Steph, what do you got something to chime in? What's going on?
No, I was just going to say I'm happy about all the ones that I liked from group last week. Excuse me. They made it through the rounds this week.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. You know, and tonight we got something kind of interesting. We didn't get a lot of judges' critiques like we do every week. So it's going
to
be upon us
to give them the critique.
What's going to happen tomorrow.
I actually liked it because we saw what they were whispering to each other, which I think is more real than what they say to the contestants.
Oh, I agree. You're right.
Okay, kind of like us off air. Okay, so with that said, let's dig in. We've got, of course, our very first Latina sensation, Miss Stephanie Negrete.
Negrete, but she spells it with a Y. Oops.
Oh, sorry. You are the expert on Stephanie's. What did we think? She sang Adele. And Adele, you don't do Heart or Adele on Idol. You don't, because it's been done to death. And Adele, no one does Adele better than Adele. Mm. Did Stephanie meet the challenge?
She was really good.
Really?
I thought she was good. I thought she was cute.
I think I really do like her voice. I think she's one of the whole package people.
Yeah.
But I do think her voice is a little constricted. Like, she needs to open up her throat more.
See, I feel like she's not the whole package. I feel like she's missing, like, the wow factor.
I think she's missing the wow factor, too. I think she's your typical big voice.
But I don't even think her big voice is that good.
Right.
Like, I think it's like, oh, good if you're in a pageant.
Yeah.
Not good if you're on American Idol. And I was just kind of like, Okay, like next. Like, it felt like you were watching somebody sing at a high school talent show. Ooh.
Could it be also because she was going through something? Her father had to stay home because he had a heart procedure as well.
You can't use that anything as an excuse. If you're going to be a pop singer, look at what Vanessa Hudgens
just going to use that. I was just going to use that.
Very well said. Absolutely. She
her father passed and she killed Rizzo. And that's what I was biased before that show started, thinking, I'm like, I don't really like Vanessa Hudgens. And I'm like, wow.
She was great.
And I didn't even know what had happened.
But it's the same thing. If you're going to be in this business as a professional, shit's going to happen. You have to just put on your big boy pants and sing.
Yes.
And she reminds me of Nicole Scherzinger.
I wrote that.
I thought the same thing.
It's in my notes. It's in my notes.
It's in mine, too.
Oh, my gosh. Twins.
She reminds me of a poor man's Nicole.
Yeah.
Ouch. And our fans actually kind of agree. They said they should make Adele. This is from Joseph Boza. What's up, Joe Bo? Yes, they should make Adele songs on a curse list of songs not to sing on these types of shows. Yes.
Mariah.
Right.
Adele.
Tim Smith.
I mean, Mariah can't even sing Mariah anymore.
That's true.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Let us move on to something. Okay, we got a quick snippet of these next three singers. We're kind of bunching them together. Mm-hmm. This is Thomas Stringfellow, Olivia Rocks, and Avalon Young. I know you guys are hooting and hollering about
Avalon. Woohoo! SD Baby 619.
What does that mean?
San Diego 619 is our area code. Sorry, I didn't give that same shout out to Stephanie, who's also from San Diego, but we ain't trying to rep her. So.
I think
Stephanie G, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie.
I'm kidding.
I think Thomas was actually a lot better than he thought he did.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's saying the Christina Perry sounding great.
Yes.
Yeah,
I liked him. I thought Avalon reminds me of Kat Dahlia. Like, she's just got that, like, swag.
She's
I hate
cool.
to say the word swag, but she's just so really cool.
She does, and she was straight just wearing, like, a sweater leggings and some Tims,
but
she loved
it.
But
she got, like, sexy.
She did, yeah.
She is,
what is it, Violet?
So amazing.
What is it?
I don't know what it is about her.
Her
voice is off, like, it's amazing. Her voice is, I think, one of the best ones.
It's just different.
Kind of like, also the successful girls we've seen on Idol are super feminine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they're
and
so like, oh,
got,
my hair has to be perfect. I have to have the right outfit.
I just woke up and I'll punch you in the face.
Yeah.
And like, okay, thank you.
And she's really cute, actually. So I hope they don't do too much with her. When I do hope she goes to the live rounds. And I hope they don't do too much with her. Keep her as she is. Maybe clean her up a little bit. But
she won't get
she's not going to be wearing a dress in heels.
Right. She's going to have some say in it.
Okay, I thought Olivia Rocks, was that the next one?
Mm-hmm.
She reminds me of a Disney Channel star. And before the live rounds, she needs to have like her lose the pink hair, take off your bubbly smile, because she's very talented,
mm-hmm.
but she's a little too corny to
win
right now.
It's too much.
So she needs to have, like, Selena, Miley, Demi, they all go through, like, the sexy transformation.
Yeah. But she's 16. You can't sex her up too much.
Go down a little rabbit hole right now, do some bad things, and then come back for the live show.
Not when you turn 18, okay? Do it in 2 years. Don't listen to him. No, she can stay cute and bubbly, turn on a little bit of edge. She needs a little edge, not sex appeal.
But
I have my own top 24,
like,
I think,
appeal.
Already.
She's just too squeaky clean right
so
now.
So I don't really care.
Yeah,
she's not part of it.
I'm in the Steph camp. I think she's done too much up to this point that I think she's in.
She's in?
I think she's in top 24. I'm already...
They said she is or isn't.
Oh, you don't think she's in?
I'm sorry.
I think she's done too much to this point. They've given her a lot of airtime.
Yeah,
you
got
to pay attention to all the edits that they give them. And that's why I said she's going to be in. The dad that was a jazz player or something, who I've actually heard his music. It was kind of weird. Yeah, I used to listen to him at my first job I ever had. Her dad is Warren Hill. I believe that's his name. Yeah, some jazz like sax player. So the music's in her. She's been bred to do this.
Yeah, I mean, she's very talented, but she's just too cookie cutter right now.
Okay. Hey.
I don't know how I feel about her yet.
Remember where people start and where they finish.
I want her for the live rounds.
That's why I'm so excited about Avalon.
Yes, okay. And see, I have yet to connect her. And
she has so much room for growth.
Okay. You know, and a fan even said that. They said, great girl, but maybe it was the wrong song choice by JMC.
For Avalon?
For Avalon.
Hmm.
But even with her song choice, I think what I like about her... And
she's so
I'm super biased about it too, I feel like, because I keep saying like, yup, she reminds me of somebody from home. But I like that when she sings, she's just Yeah, like you she's said, like, she's just hey, real. She's like, just singing yeah. it the way she wants
Do
to.
Do you think she's going to survive? Because, like, we were yes. saying, like, MK last
I think,
year.
No. But she did a little bit more. I think that she's just not aware of it. She seems like someone who can learn quickly. Mm-hmm. And it's just a matter of getting past this. Like, she's not focused on everything until she gets to, like, that part where mm-hmm. when they can help her, she'll deliver.
I don't think she's like, oh, this is me. I'm like this baggy shirt.
Yeah.
You know, I just think she's like, well, this is how I've always
been. This is a competition,
like,
right?
Yeah. Is there
she's
something else I need
to
do?
Cool. She's
yeah.
Just cool.
Yeah. I think mm-hmm. she can adapt to it like quickly. Mm-hmm. And I hope she can.
I hope she can too, because I don't think mm-hmm. they haven't had anybody like her.
Yeah.
The
they haven't.
Really? I can't wait to see her. I'm like, after this, I'm going to go watch all the performances because everyone's what you're telling me. Maybe it's just I wasn't in the right space for her, but mm-hmm. she sounds awesome. You guys are selling me on her. I love her.
Yeah. Oh, and Thomas yeah. Stringfellow, yeah. He's forgettable. He's not
yeah,
that
he's
great.
Forgettable,
he's
but I thought
average.
He was good enough to get yeah. through the round, I thought.
I like him. I actually do like him. I thought the last 2 weeks he was kind of subpar.
I
but from when he did the audition.
Too American Idol is the problem, right? We've seen him so mm-hmm. many times.
Yeah. White guy with the guitar.
Yeah.
And we know how well they do.
Yeah, well, the other white guy with the guitar, well, actually, there's two coming up. John Wayne. Do we have to talk about him?
Nah. Cowboy. Can I just say what I told you guys?
Yeah,
I don't know if anyone
really
else caught this. He was doing Keith Urban's song, John 3:16. And in the song, I forget what the line is, but it says, in the Chevy. And they completely either bleeped it out or he didn't sing the line. I couldn't tell which one it was, but it was hilarious because Ford is the American Idol sponsor. So
that
they couldn't
really
have
funny.
That happen. That was
Look
hilarious.
At you. Nice
for the record,
guy.
I drive a Chevy.
Yeah. Oh. For the record, I thought John Wayne was really boring
yeah.
and
yeah.
unconnected.
Right. Yeah.
It's tough because that's his second go-around. He was this close, and I believe it was season 10.
Oh, really?
He made it to Final Judgment. It was between him and Scotty McCreery.
Oh.
And then with Scotty.
Well, he's missing something, so choose
he
another
is.
Route.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know what it was? I think maybe it's and J-Lo talked about it last week in the group round. It's a killer instinct. Mm. He had his moment. There is talent. He's affable, likable, but that moment when the spotlight's mm-hmm. on you, it's time
what
for you to deliver.
What are you
going to
do?
Yep.
Yeah. And I don't think he did it then. So
yeah. We got one shot.
Yes.
One dream. Yeah. One hope.
Talk about your one shot. What did Mackenzie Borg do with his original roses?
I mean, he's lucky. He's cool, too. He's one of those
that
just belongs on stage. Jason didn't really like his song because he said the lyrics were stupid, but... I thought the song was great. I mean, I guess I didn't focus too much into it, but it sounded amazing.
I think
because
we were
me.
Watching with the subtitles.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
See,
yeah, I didn't really hear the lyrics, but I thought the song in whole was a really pretty song.
I actually wish he would have done somebody else's song, because my worry with him is he's not going to be able to do anybody else's song, and he's not going to make it in the live rounds, because remember
he's
saying that...
Has he only
that,
been doing original?
But I think
he's
saying
that medley
right,
of all
but
the judges' songs.
It's easy to do originals now, because there are going to be themes later.
No, but I'm saying I think he'd be cut a lot sooner. I mean, he's smart for him. I'm saying I think he's going to be cut a lot sooner because I think he's going to fall on his face when he gets with the band.
We'll see. Maybe.
That's a good catch. I like that. No, and what do you think? He's talking about, let's say if they have a Beatles week.
Yeah.
If they have
a Beatles week, he'll do great.
He'll kick ass in Beatles week.
I do agree with maybe some big songs, but I still think they'll be able to cater. The way they, look at Joey Cook went super far.
Yeah,
she stayed in one, like, she didn't go
so if she's smart, if he's smart, he'll get through.
Do we think he's going to the top 24?
I do.
I think he is.
I think he is.
I think because he's cute and likable.
Yeah, yes. I think him over Thomas.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I feel like they're kind of the same.
Yeah, that's a good,
same
good call. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start doing that throughout the show since we're not going to be here tomorrow. Like, if we think they'll make Final Judgment.
Unless you want to see. I'm just kidding. I know my guys out there.
Fans love Mackenzie as well. So let's move on to another
Trist.
Group of three.
Oh. I'm sorry. I may have skipped a ton of people.
Right.
She's like, the end. No, let's start off with, we have Shelby Z, Corey Wheeler, and James, I believe it's the seventh?
Yeah, right.
Five, I really six, like Shelby Z, actually.
I thought Shelby was great for that round.
I like her personality, and I like that she's, like, confident and sassy, and I think she has a really strong country voice. I don't know how far she'll go, but I'm, like, always entertained when she's on stage.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know who would win. There's only room for either her or Emily.
I mean, they're very... I think they're appealing to different markets. So.
Yeah, I think it's younger and older
absolutely.
Country audience.
Yeah, Shelby will get the older audience that likes, like, Trisha Yearwood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy about Shelby. I have been up to this point, but this performance, I don't know. She kind of, like,
I agree
it's
with
nothing
you.
Special.
You think it's because she didn't 100%. Sing country?
She did.
Oh, she did Heart.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, that's right.
I thought she's still singing. I still think this song was great. I just don't. I don't know.
It's that
I wish she would have made it country though.
Okay.
You don't pick Adele or Heart. I mean, you see that she's a powerhouse, but even that song is so like, yeah, it's big. Smarter.
It's so because Carrie Underwood sang that song on the show, and like that's how I feel like our generation learned that song. Is by Carrie Underwood singing it. I don't know. That was the first time I ever heard it.
Really?
And superfan James JMC kind of corrected us. It's actually James the Eighth.
Oh.
Oh.
It was three.
James the shave your sideburns or I cannot even look at you.
Eighth.
Faith.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You didn't like him? No. They kind of sprung. Where did he come from?
I've seen him. I've kind of seen him like scattered just because I notice him because he's super cute and he's tall. But I hadn't heard his voice till now. I was like, oh, I really like this guy. And then he started singing, and I'm just like, not really.
No?
Yeah, he's like all right. I didn't like him either.
Yeah, and I don't remember what Corey looks like.
Corey's
the one with the blue eyes. You said something very nice about him.
Oh, the one I said he has really pretty blue eyes. He came, the barista from Nashville.
Oh,
do you remember
yeah.
that nice thing you said?
Why don't you repeat that for us?
All I gotta say, I'm glad he came back.
He didn't have a bad voice.
And now it's time to leave again.
Oh, so you don't think he's going to make it to 24?
No.
I'm not crazy about him. I was, and then he lost.
It's just he's uncomfortable to watch.
Mm-hmm.
How many other guys are there left? That's what I'm saying. Every guy we see, I think, is going to go through just about. Mm. Think about it.
I don't think so, because I think they need a girl to win, because those are their most successful winners.
No, I get that, but they need guys to make the other half of the remaining contestants.
There are plenty of guys left.
There's Lee John.
Lee John will be in. He'll be in.
Dalton will be in.
There's a lot of good guys. I don't think he...
No, he's Trent, whatever that mono guy's name is. Oh, yeah.
Trent.
We didn't see him tonight.
I know. Hope you get better soon, brother.
Right, because you're getting everybody else sick.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, horrible transition, but we'll go with it anyway. Let's go with Tristan McIntosh.
You know what? I really liked her up until tonight.
Me too.
And I think she came across as whiny.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who Tristan is.
She's the one that's crying because she didn't get to sing What Hurts the Most.
And then Molly gave it to her.
You didn't follow... This is what Violet said. You didn't follow the rules. You don't get the song. I don't care what kind of attraction you have to the song.
Yeah.
Pick a new song.
And if you were going to cry about it, I was hoping for a better performance.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I put... If you fought so hard for that song, freaking
bring
give it,
it
your all.
Yeah.
Throw, like, put everything out on the stage. And you didn't. And
I don't think she's ready.
Later, she said, I got so emotional, I almost started crying. Really? Because I didn't feel that at all. I would have been crying if that was the situation.
She came across as nervous when she was singing. It wasn't bad.
It was pretty bad.
I don't think she's ready. It wasn't...
And that was so childish. It showed her age. It showed how, I'm sorry, immature she is. And she's probably never heard no.
I absolutely agree with none of you.
Well, you're wrong.
No. Moving on.
She's getting the total... Think about it. She's getting the crazy winner's edit. She's been talented. She's Alicia Keys meets country. She has a story. We've liked her to this point. I'm telling you.
But she was never one that stood out to me.
Like, she's definitely stood out
to
me.
The only reason why she's... But for me, because of her face. Not because of her voice. Just because of her story.
She didn't say that to me because of anything else she did.
Okay.
Interesting. Right. I really, really loved her voice up until today. But you're saying the producer's edit, but like she made us not like her.
No, I don't see it that way.
You think she's going to be the underdog. Underdog, sorry.
From the beginning, they've shown her in such a beautiful light. Which she's a sweet. What is she like? 15, I believe she's 15.
I don't think they wanted it to come across as whiny to us, though. I think they wanted us to feel bad for her.
Yeah, but we didn't.
But yeah,
I'll give you that.
Yeah,
but it was too. It's like it's the industry. We're not in a high school talent show that you're crying about.
Yeah, you pick a new song.
Get up and
pick
a new song and freaking own it.
I'm in the minority. Everyone's saying nope. Sorry, JC, but no way. And that's JMC. And Joe Bo says, sorry, JC, but unless producers pull the sob story, no way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I stand alone on my island, and I'll stick by it, just like Sonica Fade.
No. Okay. Yeah. Change of heart.
Yay.
No, I'm starting to change my heart, too. But if you're just listening to Sonica...
She does have an incredible voice.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
But she was like a deer in headlights the whole time.
She was. Okay, so first, I didn't like her attitude at all last week. during group rounds, especially when she stood there and I'm like, you know what, you're bugging me now. And then on stage, the most that she can do, and I promise you, she thought, she's like, I gave it my all, was when she was like using her left hand to like get into her song. But that was it. That's all she gave us. There was no other performance. She did look like a deer in headlights and was just still like.
It was. And I think honestly, that's the hardest thing to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Stage like presence. You can learn to be a better vocalist.
She doesn't look like she. I feel like even if I shook her, she wouldn't move.
If you can't connect emotionally to a song, that's gonna lose you the competition.
Yeah,
she has a pretty voice. That's it. Her eyes were wandering the whole time. I didn't feel anything in the song. It was bad.
And I was rooting for her.
Yeah. So you think she's gonna get cut tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah, and yeah. It's because her
she's not ready.
Her lack of performance was.
It was too much.
The only reason
yeah.
I think they might let her through is because she does have one of the like prettiest voices in the competition, and they might. They like a couple that they can work
name
at.
A top artist that has just a pretty voice.
No, I can't. But I'm saying that's why they might let her through to like
give you guys something
to
chew on. Sorry, Jason, to cut you off there.
I'm hungry.
Last week for group round, Harry said to J-Lo, and it was Sonica and Stephanie Negrete were performing together.
Yeah, with the dumb guy.
Yeah, and
the Moscow guy. Andrew.
And he said, one of them has an incredible gift. I don't know which of the two.
I think it was Sonica.
It's Sonica.
Because Harry said that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been all over her since
the
beginning.
But all of us have, because she really does have a great voice. Just, again, you know, what happens with the editing, then you start not liking a person because of how they are looking on.
I didn't even care. Group week, I thought that group, that was fine what happened. I didn't really care. Nothing crazy happened for me in group week, except the mom getting involved too much.
Oh, but, that mom in the face.
But from the beginning, no, I just said she doesn't have it.
I hope the camera caught Jason just giving a kiss to Steph, because this reminds me of our next group, Lee Jean and Sarah Strum. Yes.
He was on her jock, though.
The next four, because I put stars next to the people that I want in my like top 10. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the next four artists in a row, I have stars next to.
Okay.
So,
talk about Jason.
We'll Lee Jean, so good. Exactly what the next American Idol needs to be.
Yeah.
If he won, I would be so happy.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Me too.
I didn't like him early on. I even said that.
Yeah.
And tonight, I loved him. Great. I thought tonight he was... Even his... I didn't even agree with his choice when it was Stitches he was singing. When he went to the middle part of the song, I didn't necessarily agree with that choice, but it was a songwriter choice.
Right.
And that's what I actually liked. So I am excited to see him. I really hope
and
he makes it.
The
I like at the
package.
End when he did, when he got everyone to clap.
That shows he's got it.
Exactly. That means that you can be on stage and you're gonna... If you can bring us... to the perform, like if you can involve us with your performance, then you got it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I wasn't crazy about his performance up until he started the clap. I'm like, oh, he does have it.
Right, and then it made me forget about his voice.
Yeah, but his voice is still really good. I just thought he needed more energy on stage. But when he started doing that, I was like, okay, you got some.
How awesome will it be to see them both move on? And Sarah? Sarah was cute as a button singing.
Whoa, where did she come from?
Yeah, I never remembered her singing. She was my favorite performance of the night.
That voice.
She was great.
Really?
She was
amazing.
So I got chills.
Yeah, it was really,
why didn't
really
you like
amazing.
Her, JC?
I didn't say that.
Oh,
not at all.
I always go for like the opposite of what he's doing because he tries to trick us.
Not necessarily, because now I'm going to trick you in a different way. Because they do. How often do both best friends make it to the next round?
Jackson, what's his name?
Who?
That guy who couldn't sing for crap.
The one that they cut?
The one that made it to like top 10.
Oh, wait. It was like her.
They're like dating.
Stevie? No.
No.
No, 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 no.
They were. Yeah.
The guy with the dreads.
The blonde hair.
Dropped the mic.
Oh, no. They were not dating.
Well, they were like.
But, okay, the reason I bring this up, I don't want to get us off track.
Kasim.
They like had a thing.
They're making us love them so much, like they're friends, and one's going to have to say goodbye. And tomorrow night, they're going to have them side by side by the final
Mother
judgment.
Mother of God.
I think they're both good enough to, like...
I hope so.
I get what you're saying, because they do that to us.
Yeah.
But I feel like they're both really, really good.
Yeah.
I don't think that connection has been, like, going on long enough for us to be invested in them so much for them to be the last two.
Yeah.
Okay.
But here's the thing, though. With Lee Jean, he's... Even if he has... a mediocre performance, and specifically with the way he started, it was great. The end of that performance wasn't good until we got the clap.
Mm-hmm.
He's what we want to see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
he's cute. He's marketable. He's young.
He's today.
Good.
Yeah.
He is good to go.
Fantastic. Yeah, he's good.
And he's singing like that's such a good song for him to sing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, total 180 on the guy. And of course, someone we all have loved, I think.
Jen.
Yes, Jen Blossel.
She's great.
I always put weird girl to remember her.
Her voice sounds exactly like Sia.
Oh,
I think I could see her making the top 12, but I would say she top 8.
Might get eliminated by that point.
Yeah,
okay.
Because her voice is so specific.
Right.
That it's like, okay, you're do something different.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, she's really good what she's doing, but I don't think she's by any means going to win.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I don't think she's going to win. I do think she's super unique, and she reminds me so much of Joey Cook from last year. But I think she's way better than Joey Cook, and we saw how far she got. So I feel like all her fans are going to immediately gravitate towards her.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, so you don't think her quirkiness will hurt her, actually will help
her? I actually don't think her quirkiness
is more genuine.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's genuine, and it's just her being her. She's not being like, oh, I'm this quirky
girl. And she
girl.
Kind of does have, like, a powerhouse voice.
She does. She's amazing.
Because Joey Cook, I think, like, that was why she didn't make it as far. Her voice wasn't as strong. Mm-hmm. But I think Jen has a big voice. It's just so specific that it might... You know how if you listen to Sia for too much, you're like,
and
okay,
the way she is,
I would too, but...
The way she is, I would never think she's from Brooklyn. So that's how you know her, like, weirdness
is Brooklyn?
Is kind of genuine to me, you know?
Oh,
I feel like someone like that, no offense, but would be like, oh, yeah, I'm from
Nebraska.
Portland. Or like, no, like Portland, or like Denver, or what are all like those...
Mid-cities.
Yeah.
That's true. That's
Silver Lake.
True.
Okay.
Silver Lake.
Now, Violet, I'm going to let you take this away with your favorite, Emily Brooke. What thoughts?
I still don't get it. I'm sorry. I don't think... I'm not going to, like, kill her because she's young. But I just don't think she's everything. No, not that. I don't think she's everything that everyone is hyping her up to be. I think she's marketable. But there are other people... on Idol this year that are just as marketable.
Mm-hmm.
And she has nothing. You guys keep saying, oh, her voice is this, her voice is that. There's like 5 country artists right now on the
who
top
sound exactly
10
like
who
her.
Sound exactly like her, even better, and have a more like nicer look than her.
I get what you're saying about that because I feel like she is Maddie and Tay, she is Ray Lynn, she is Danielle Bradbury. But at the same time...
We listened to that for you.
I know.
Kelsey Ballerini.
Yeah, I agree. But at the same time, look at how Tristan's saying what hurts the most and look at how Emily's saying what hurts the most.
Yeah.
She's
and
not...
Emily... I think Emily killed it. And
Emily's how old? 17?
16, 17. Yeah. I think there's definitely a place for her in country music right now. If she wins, and I think she could be very successful given the right songs.
Mm. I think today was just a bad day for her. I think her voice was tired.
But I even liked it. Tired. I liked
really?
How she sounded
you could
today.
Hear
yeah.
it. You could hear her. It was, she was straining a little compared to other...
And she said they were playing the wrong key.
Right. Okay, well, then let's talk about that. Then that's...
I'm not going to know.
No, she's not going to talk. No, the fact that it's in the wrong key, you're supposed to tell them how you want it, right?
See, no, I think she did the smart way. She just kept, because I think it would have made her look really bad if they started playing and
she's
said,
like, stop!
Stop, that's the wrong key. Instead, she just adapted to what they were doing. I thought that was like a
but then at
move.
The end, she blamed them for it. So she's blaming the band and the key or whatever for... her crappy performance. Own it. If you're not going to stop, if you're not going to have the balls to say, wait, stop, it's not my key, it's not what we agreed on, then if you're going to sing it, then own it.
Steph, where do you fall in all this? I mean...
Oh, I don't have an opinion yet.
No? How about Miss Delgado? In the next.
Oh one, my God, I'm obsessed with her. I love her so much. And the fact
is
that
this
she
Molly
gave her
or Jessica
Molly. The fact that she gave her song to Tristan, I'm like, I love her even more. She didn't have to do that.
She didn't, but they she also is confident and knows that it doesn't matter.
Yeah, she went and picked another song and she killed it without freaking a voice.
Mm-hmm. I really
she
like
was,
her.
I love
and
her
I actually
so
kinda
much.
Like her voice raspy like this.
So do I, but I more so like one, I love her face.
She's so gorgeous.
And I like her personality. Mm-hmm. So she's and it kinda makes me sound like a jerk, but I feel like I'm like, oh, I would want to support you.
Yeah.
No, honestly, though, that's a good
that's
quality.
Pretty.
It is. She's a pretty girl that girls like.
I would want
to, that's really hard to come by.
Yes, it is.
I just don't know how different she is or unique she is to that make her stand out and into the top 10. Like, I think she has a really pretty voice.
Her voice is amazing.
But she's going against all these super talented 16 and 17 year olds.
Yeah, but you know what? They're starting to get played out. The kids are like, all right, you still have like so much time to come up.
Do you guys remember her doing Gretchen Wilson's song?
Well, I thought she's her amazing. Group. I thought her group performance was great.
She killed it. I loved her.
No, I think she's so really powerful. Good. I just don't know, like, compared to everybody else.
Dang, well, and we're not going to see any other solo performances, right?
Tomorrow they're doing a couple more?
The
live performance, a showcase.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. So then Manny will be shown for that. He's one of my favorites right now.
Well, I'm sure
we didn't
we'll
see a lot of favorites tonight.
Yeah, so let's finish up with the laryngitis round.
My own. Oh, right.
My own and Jessica Cabral.
Yeah. My own, I don't remember, really. I think I may have seen her in Hollywood Week, like the first week. But she has a really good voice, mm-hmm. and
yeah,
I wish we would have seen her more.
Okay, so what does it tell you?
I remember her.
She's not going to be in it, and that sucks because her voice is really good.
They don't want her.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards the second.
They don't want us to win. They don't want us to succeed.
So what about Jessica in the final of the laryngitis?
I didn't like Jessica this whole time until today.
I love her. Exact same, but that was a great song choice, too.
Her voice, wow.
I liked her from the beginning.
Sang Ray LaMonte.
I said... Well, I don't know why, but I said I would choose her over Emily any day. I don't know why I compared the two.
You just hate Emily so much.
Yes, you do.
Always got to be that one person every season.
Due to time, we have time to go through Joshua Wicker, CJ Johnson. Let me know.
Genevieve.
Josh and,
okay, CJ Johnson, I wrote down who?
Too much.
I
still don't. I didn't
care
about him. I didn't even write about him.
I don't think we're going to be fans of him, but I think he fills a demo that's important to the show.
I can't remember what he was
saying.
The rock guy.
Classic rock.
He's not going to make
classic
it.
Classic rock.
Oh, I was going to say white trash.
He's not going to make it.
I hope he doesn't.
There's no way.
Who else is like him?
No, but I think the producers are probably like, we need somebody successful.
Yeah, okay. That was done by Keely.
Yeah,
exactly.
Is that
how that ended up?
Do you think they feel bad about Genevieve?
Can we just not...
Genevieve?
Or Genevieve,
sorry.
Genevieve, I don't know.
No,
I know.
I really was so happy when J-Lo said, the voice isn't there. And I was like,
finally,
the voice is not there.
It's never been there.
Yeah, she's weird, and so we're drawn to watch her, and that's the only reason.
So today, she's just been shouting the words at you. With her little thingamajigger. And then, what is that called? A cello?
Yeah.
And then today, she actually sang and like, what was this? Like, what are you doing? Stop.
She doesn't know. She doesn't have her teddy bear.
Then maybe she should freaking buy a TV and get on the grid and figure it out. Because no.
So do you think J-Lo is going to be fighting this battle against Harry and Keith, because they seem to like her.
Jeez.
But
J-Lo's the only one who sees the truth.
Weird.
Yes. No, because she's a musician.
But she's not.
But she's
if you're a musician, you can
sing. Ding, ding, ding.
No.
She can't sing.
What are you talking about? She can play her instruments, I guess.
But she's
playing
pop music on a classical instrument. That's not that hard to do.
Let's talk about Dalian, who I did
okay,
like.
Okay, sorry, let's move there.
I did like.
Oh my god!
Dalian, I didn't care for him from the beginning. I'm like, bro, you remind me of 5 Seconds of Summer. Go join their group. Like, I don't really care about you.
And then, how are you gonna sing
Helplessly Devoted? That was awesome. Choice, and then the way he got into it, I was like, oh, I like you, dude.
He's one of the people that I was watching that gave him a star too, where I'm like, you're ready right now.
You got one of Jason's gold stars.
I'm obsessed with Dalton. I've been obsessed with Dalton since the beginning. He reminds me completely and utterly of Adam Lambert. His performances, the way he changed the song, his look, everything about him. And I thought we would never, ever see another Adam. Like, that talented, that different, and that much of a performer.
Wait, fall back.
Exactly.
Hold on.
Back.
Not to that level.
Fall back, Violet.
Not to Adam's level, because...
Well, as far as talent goes, I'm going to say they're not even comparable.
Are we talking about vocally?
Yeah, vocally, they're not comparable.
Well, I don't think we've seen
enough of Dalton.
He's
a shouter, too.
He's a what?
He's a shouter, too.
But it works for him.
I know what it is, but I feel like I can't say it on air what pisses you off about people.
What?
Like,
tell me, just say it.
Materialistically, you're like, you just can't get with it if they're not, like, there.
No.
You're saying she likes more of a polished artist.
She likes a polished, like, pop-looking, like, cool.
I love Avalon. I love Avalon. I'm obsessed with Avalon.
She's like, but she look like she...
I'm sorry, she's not polished. And I don't like Emily, so there. Shoot.
Okay. Try to play me like that.
All right, take it a step further. Okay, his guitar wasn't working. And then he made some magic
and
out of it.
That's a pro.
Yeah, okay. And that was a really that's good a pro. Move. And he's like he didn't panic. He was like very.
He's like,
humble
oh, it's not.
It.
Let me figure it out.
Well, we fixed it, and then it still didn't work. And then he went into it, and I loved it. Anyways,
he's amazing. Top 10 for sure. Top 5. Top 2.
Oh.
Top
whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Top 10 what? For sure.
Okay. Top 10, but that's it.
We've
really?
Done,
yeah.
We've done
I mean, if
22.
He gets it, it's going to be because of his looks. His voice is not.
He's not like handsome. He's just.
It's not
really.
He looks
fun
cool
to
and
watch.
Looks like he can be in pop culture, but
yeah, totally.
You know, as soon as you meet him, you're going to get all up in it because is he under 18?
I don't think so.
Anyway, we're going to skip news and gossip, and we have a lot of predictions to really get into. So Zach,
can we just yell out the names that we think is going to be top?
Yes,
because AfterBuzz TV.
Since you won't see us tomorrow they whittle it down to 24, and then for the next 2 weeks, I believe the judges will whittle it down to 10.
I'll be tweeting,
and
so
then
you guys
will be there.
Tweeting live.
Okay, you'll be tweeting live. Okay, yes. But before that, we've got to figure out who do we think is staying, who is going.
Okay.
Okay, I have a list.
I have one too.
Can we just start saying the names?
I have Avalon, Dalton, Manny, LaPorsha, which we hadn't even seen tonight.
LaPorsha.
Sarah, Lee John, they're going through. That girl Jessica's going to go through.
See, I have
Trent, the mono guy, is going to go through.
Really?
Yeah. And then
scarf.
Jen Blossom.
Something about the scarf that rubs me the wrong way.
Okay,
it doesn't matter about their voices.
Who's going?
I have Avalon, Lee, Sarah, Jen, Emily,
ooh,
and
Mally.
Dalton.
And Mally.
Wait.
I have Avalon, Mackenzie, LaPorsha, Trent, Tristan, Lee John. Sarah, Jen, Emily, unfortunately, Mally, Jessica, and Dalton.
Wow. I can't think of it. There's so many names. Some just get top three are going to be Emily, Brooke, Tristan, and Trent.
Tristan?
Wow.
Man, she ain't.
I'm just saying the way they're
she's
editing
15.
It. I'm saying it.
She means
I didn't even like how she looks.
I called Clark in late January last year. Philip Phillips, the second we saw him. See? I'm just going out on a limb. I'm going out on a crazy limb. What do you guys think? You guys,
if Emily and
Tristan
are in
top two?
I'll be pissed.
Too. I won't be if Emily
is. I'm just throwing it out there. Get the discussion going.
I think
going.
You're going to come around
seriously?
To Emily.
Seriously, I doubt
around.
I think I can come it around to her, but I don't think she's the next American Idol.
Her face bothers me, so right, I don't think I'll ever get with it.
But. Super fans, let us know who you think is going to make it to the top 24, because that's it. That's all we've got till next week, guys. So,
that's right.
Zach, cue the music.
Wait, what about where they could find us?
We're going to do that right now.
I'll let you take it away, Violet.
You can find me everywhere at Violet Connie, and I just got Periscope, so you guys can follow me and watch all my videos at Violet Connie.
Okay.
You can find me on Twitter. Sorry, just the Periscope thing is so funny. Definitely follow her. I'll be doing that, too. We can all talk together.
Yay.
Okay, you can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie, and follow Jason everywhere at Jason Eichler.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Zach, thank you for putting up with us. Once again, where can America or the Idol fans find you?
That Zach Wilson.
Thank you, Zach. And you can find me at JS. Thank you, Zach. Woo! Here for Zach. He puts up with us every week. And you can find me at JC Rubio TV. So for the lovely Zach and the lovely Jason and the gorgeous staff and Violet and JC. See you next week. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.